our Viking football fans, and welcome to this inaugural edition of the 2017 season of the Lamar Viking Football Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me, of course, as always, is head football coach Laban DeLay. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill. It's good to be visiting with you again. That means it's football season.
That's right. It's good to get this whole thing started off. And I know there's a lot of excitement in the air around Lamar High School and the football season and all the athletic programs starting off. Well, the first question I have for you today is, how did spring training go?
It was a real success. You know, first of all, we always looked at improving each and every day. And I think individually and as units, we did that. And then the second most important thing, maybe the first most important thing, is staying healthy. We did have one injury, a collarbone, but other than that, that individual is going to be back in plenty of time. And other than that, we just had a couple of bumps and bruises. So real pleased with the way that our younger kids stepped up into some bigger roles that they're not used to having to be a part of. And like I said, we came together as an offense and defensive unit. So it was a good success.
Well, that's great news. Glad to hear that everyone, for the most part, stayed very safe and healthy, and we'll all be healed up, ready to go for the season. And that's great to hear about the new leader stepping in, because that's the way the program keeps moving forward. How about the 7-on-7 season? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Jim Pointer, you know, is our 7-on-7 guy, and him along with he's got an entourage of former Vikings that help him, and they do a fabulous job. And just not about football and the X's and O's, but do a really good job with taking care of the kids and being a father figure and building those relationships. So we qualified for state again. You know, the only school in the state of Texas that has done it every year since 7-on-7 has started. So we're pleased about that. In pool play down in College Station, we went 2-1, and it was arguably the toughest pool in the whole bracket. And then we matched up with another very tough pool, and so we matched up with Waxahachie, I believe, in that first game of the championship bracket, and Waxahachie ended up going to the championship game and losing. And then the teams that we beat in our pool, they end up playing each other in the championship game of the consolation bracket. So it kind of shows you how tough our bracket was and how tough our pool was. But it was a great season. The kids, I think, got better. They bonded as a team, and that's what you want. You know, you want to go out and play some football and do some productive things athletically, but at the same time, you want to build that teamwork and that mentality of brotherhood, and they did that. And so very pleased with the 7-on-7 season.
Well, that's great news, and that's really important what Mr. Pointer brings to that program, that also, of course, feeds into the overall Lamar football program and, of course, all the other folks, like you said, his entourage that help him out, including former Lamar players that will step up and keep that tradition going. And what a statement to be the only team to qualify for state all 20 seasons. That's really said something.
Yeah.
So
very,
I was at
very impressive.
I was at the parents meeting for football season Sunday afternoon, and I was really impressed with a lot of the things that you and the coaches presented. But I'd like for you to speak to a minute about the theme for the season with Lamar football of one.
Okay. Yes, it's the word one, O-N-E, and it started out with our mental training that I presented to the kids once a week through our developmental season. That started in January, and that mental training went all the way through nearly the end of the school year, all the way till early part of May during spring football. And it started out by being just one rep at a time. You know, don't worry about in the weight room that eighth rep of the fourth set. Worry about the rep that you're doing right now and go win that rep. And then I have a leadership council that consists of about 12, 13 kids, seniors, juniors, anybody can be on it that have kind of earned that right. And unfortunately, they can be taken off of that leadership council as well. But anyways, we kind of grew that one rep at a time to one play at a time. And then it became one unit at a time. So you have to play together as a special teams unit and as an offensive unit and as a defensive unit, kind of one heartbeat. We're on the same page. And then it kind of grew to one family, Coach, and we're one brotherhood. And then I expanded it to, well, we're one community, and there's one culture here at Lamar High School and one tradition that all the Vikings before set that standard. So one really encompasses just not one team. It's really all those ones, if that makes sense. Everything from one play at a time to one culture that we're all buying into, this one program and one culture, and that we're going to do this for each other because we're all together like one heartbeat.
That definitely makes a lot of sense, and I think unity is a key to any team effort of any type, and so hopefully that will pay dividends throughout the season on the football field, but as well as all throughout Lamar High School. I think you've started something really great with that theme. So the next question I've got is, how are the various teams, all three levels? And I know freshman teams are kind of just getting going. You know, I had a look at some of them, I guess, in the freshman or the football camp last week, but how are things looking so far at the three different levels?
You know, we've had one day of workout, and I was really pleased with the retention from last spring and from the developmental season, as well as how crisp it was also. Now, we made some mistakes, but the retention was there, and really good effort, really excited about, you know, really all three levels. Now, as you mentioned, the freshmen, they had a freshman football camp last week, so the varsity coaches, we had all 15 coaches devoted to those freshmen, so it was a really good opportunity for us to take a sneak peek at those guys, and we worked out for 3 days, and those guys, you know, we started installing our offense and defense and special teams at that time, so really excited about that blend that we get from Nichols and Shaq, just like last year's freshmen. I think it's a really good blend, and I'm excited about what the opportunities that they have in front of them.
That sounds great. Sounds promising. Okay, I am all for surprises, so this isn't for me. This question is for all the fans out there and whoever else is interested. Any hints on the starting quarterback for the varsity team game one of the season?
Well, we've got a really good quarterback battle right now, which I think makes the program better. Anytime, you know, it's clearly defined who that guy is. Other guys kind of just, you know, kind of go about their business and maybe not push each other. Well, these two have pushed each other from day one. And to be honest, Bill, there is not a clear-cut guy right now. And I know that both guys are very athletic, so they're going to help us on the football team. But we're going to go through fall camp. We're going to go through that first scrimmage and maybe leading up to week one and kind of see who rises to the top, so to speak. And then the other guy is going to be he's going to be a key contributor somewhere, somehow, because both of them are very good football players. So we're excited about the competition. I think it makes each one of them better, and it's going to make our program better in the long run.
Well, I think you're spot on with that. A competition usually makes everything better. And I remember seeing even recently some of those ESPN 30 on 30 shows where they'll talk to players and, you know, that had to compete through either high school, junior college, college, NFL about competing for that starting spot and how much it helped them, knowing that there was someone right there ready to take that spot or potentially equally as good. So glad to hear that there's a healthy competition going on and that should benefit the program. Well, yeah, the first varsity home game and first game of the season will be Friday, August 31st at 7:30 at Cravens Field hosting Fossil Ridge. The sub-varsity teams will be playing on the Thursday night before. Now, you mentioned scrimmage. When is the first scrimmage, Coach? Do you happen to know offhand?
Our first scrimmage is next Friday, so it'll be the first Friday of school. And we're actually going to go to Grand Prairie, the Gopher Bowl, and scrimmage Grand Prairie. So the sub-varsities will start at 6 o'clock, the freshman and JV, okay. And then the varsity will start at 7:30 over at the Gopher Bowl.
Well, I want everyone to know how important it is to have the fans in the stands, home and away, all three levels of teams, freshman, JV, and varsity. And speaking of the fan support, an excellent presentation put on quickly by the Booster Club officers, including the president, Kevin Hadawi, and they need all kinds of support again this year, as always, for just raising funds, working concession stand, all the things they do, decorating, I think you mentioned it, Coach, decorating North Arlington, not just the football field or the campus, but the bridge over I-30 and everywhere we can get blue and gold going on game days.
That's right. And, you know, a special shout out to those Booster Club board members and others that are right there on the fringe that have been board members but have stepped off because of, you know, you can't be on the board for X amount of years, consecutive years, but kudos to those guys. I mean, they were out there last night helping serve Gatorade to our guys during the big break. They're going to be helping serve watermelon this Saturday after our morning practice. So, yeah, we need, you know, I think as a young man, as an individual that's in a football program, I'd love to see my parents out there, and that's what these kids want. They had mentioned that at the Booster Club meeting. So, come one, come all, let's get all the parents out there to help, you know, serve some Gatorade and be around your kid and kind of be a role model for them for one day whenever they're a father. So very excited about what the Booster Club is doing for us right now.
Well, sounds great. Coach, I appreciate your time. I know everyone else does. It tunes in and listens to the show, and some of them repeatedly over and over. That's going to do it for this edition of the Coaches Show for the 2017 season. I'm Bill Frawley with Coach Laban DeLay saying VFND. Mm-hmm.